My guest today is Jay Harris. Jay, how long has it been?
It's been a few years.
You've been on my show.
Been on several times.
You were
but
on
it's
a bunch,
a
and
years.
Then
back
I don't
in the
know
beginning.
What happened. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
I think you moved to Chicago.
That's probably a factor.
It made it harder for us to do that.
Well, we're here now, and you're moving to Las Vegas.
I am. I'm moving to Las Vegas
tomorrow,
in 2 days.
Yeah. So let's seize the day.
Nice. Let's do it.
We were talking earlier about web development, because you're a web developer.
I am a web developer.
You do a lot of that stuff here.
Right.
And I used to be a web developer. I used to do that like all day, every day.
Right.
I would open up. My workflow was I would log in and browse the web for a little while. But then when I went to work, I would open up Visual Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucker would stay open
forever.
All day
yep.
long. File new project, I would open it up, and I would do my editing in there, and I would do my HTML in there, and my backbone code in there, and even sometimes my database code in there.
Sure.
You don't work that way at all.
Oh, no, not at all. And certainly recognize that you can, and mm-hmm. that works great for a lot of people, because Visual Studio can do so many things,
mm-hmm.
even beyond just for editing your HTML and your CSS, or building out your .NET, C# or VB,
oh, yeah.
to managing your database. It can deploy to your web server, deploy to Azure. It can manage your Azure instances.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite element about Visual Studio is how it can take your classes, your C# code, convert it into a UML diagram, and
uh-huh.
then you can take the UML diagram and convert it back into C# classes again.
Just to test to see if it's the same.
It does so many things.
Yeah.
So for us,
and that's what's wrong with that. Why do you not stick with that?
I don't, just because it's not my preferred workflow. For me, I break out a lot of that development into individual tools. Many of those tools are much more, I guess, best of breed of their particular task, but they're great at doing this one task, but that's the only thing that they can do, or
wow.
at least the only thing that they can do very well.
Okay.
Visual Studio is a great tool, but it's a much more of a generalist tool, because it can do everything, and it does a great job of doing everything,
mm.
but it's not necessarily the top tool of those things. Plus, of course, they say that, how do you know if a developer is a Vim developer? Wait 5 minutes and they'll tell you, it hasn't been 5 minutes yet, I'm a Vim developer, and the Vim plugins for Visual Studio just aren't the same as using actual Vim.
So people that actually can write code using Vim have superpowers.
Maybe. We do have. I don't change my clothes in a phone booth, but...
So you like Vim as your editor of choice. You
yes.
You know the shortcut keys. And
Right, absolutely. It's just, those are the chords and the shortcut keys and the sequences are what my muscle memory is used to. Sort of like I also predominantly use Mac OS.
Huh.
And the shortcut keys are just different in Mac OS. It's
yeah,
Command C to copy to the clipboard
sure.
on Mac and Control C for Windows.
Uh-huh.
If I use a Windows machine, the Command key is where the Windows key is, and
uh-huh.
Windows key or Windows C just doesn't work quite the same for
I
getting
understand.
Information to the clipboard.
I've been stuck with that as I switch back and forth between the two. It's
yeah.
a challenge. So what is? Do you use Visual Studio at all?
I do use Visual Studio
on Windows at all.
For the most part, I'm using other tools when it's client side web development. Of course, I am almost exclusively a web developer. I occasionally will write a mobile application. I don't think I have ever written a Windows desktop application, at least not with serious intent.
Hmm.
So from a web perspective, all of my web work is outside of Visual Studio. And my .NET work, I do inside of Visual Studio. I mean, Visual Studio is still the best tool for writing C#.
So these are the web services that your HTML and your JavaScript are going to call? That's what you're writing in .NET?
Right, okay. right. So MVC and WebAPI down, if I'm inside of a controller, all the way down into integrating with the database.
Mm.
I'm not using Visual Studio for writing my stored procedures, but everything
yes,
from...
Yes, you can.
You can, but everything from from those MVC and WebAPI controllers on down through what calls those stored procedures, all
yeah.
of the C# code is written in Visual Studio.
And what tools are you using for your client-side work?
For my client-side work, it's all Vim plus either a mixture of Webpack or Gulp.js, depending
those
on the project.
Those are basically build tools.
Right, those are build tools for taking my TypeScript and turning it into JavaScript, because the browsers. They don't know TypeScript, so it's got to be JavaScript by the time it's going across the wire to the browsers, or taking my SAS style sheets and turning them into CSS style sheets, all minimizing my code, bundling my files together, all of that stuff that goes into making the client-side aspects of a website production-ready, browser-ready. Those will be in Gulp or in Webpack.
Okay. What else do you use?
What else do I use? Well, as I say, I use Visual Studio for all of the C# stuff.
On the client
I'm using. What else do I use on the client side? Mostly, it's just then plugins that tie into Webpack or Gulp.js, like Babel or various image minimizers and bundling plugins. They're just more npm libraries, more things that I download from NPS, install from npm. More tools that I'll install from NPM to make these build tools do their thing.
If you're working on a team, do your teammates have to use these same tools?
No, and that's the great thing about it from my perspective is, so if you go into on AutoShop, they're going to have wrenches inside of their toolbox. No one cares what the brand is on that wrench. If it's as long as they have a half-inch wrench, then great. As long as it works and it doesn't break when they're twisting bolts. So to me, I'm not really a fan of locking down developers to specific operating systems and to specific tools, because of course my muscle memory is used to those Vim commands.
Right.
And if you're not a Vim developer, you're gonna look at Vim and cross-eyed, wondering how to get into edit mode or how to get out of edit mode. And for me, if I'm sitting down in an IDE at any editor that's not in Vim mode, I'm gonna start typing Vim commands, and these weird characters are gonna start popping into the screen because it doesn't know that they're Vim commands. It just thinks that I want to type in :Q.
But I've noticed that I get annoyed when people use the word intuitive. This interface, this tool is more intuitive than that one. And usually what they mean is it's more like what I'm used to.
Right. It's muscle memory.
Muscle memory is a good way of doing that.
Absolutely. And really, I think this is a direction as a whole that Microsoft is heading anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially with .NET Core and with ASP.NET Core, these are now cross-platform tools. And there's no Visual Studio for Linux. They've released a Visual Studio for Mac. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as Visual Studio for Windows. There certainly is no Visual Studio for Linux, but .NET Core and ASP.NET Core will certainly work on Linux just fine. You can be a Linux guru and writing against these applications. You're not going to be using Visual Studio to do it. So Microsoft understands and endorses a world where using the platform does not need to be tightly coupled to using the tooling.
I'll tell you one of the reasons that I liked the days when I would open up Visual Studio and just stay in there is these are decisions I didn't have to make. There was an editor there. There's a tool in there already for doing minification, and I can get it set to do TypeScript programming. I didn't have to think about which editor to use, which bundler to use, and so on.
Sure.
How do you go about choosing what the best tools are?
For me, I was just kind of forced into it. For being a software consultant, and all of our clients aren't necessarily Microsoft stack clients. Sometimes it's an application that's built entirely in Node.js. Sometimes it might be an application that's built on Ruby. And these aren't frameworks that are going to work great with Microsoft tooling. These non-Microsoft platforms aren't going to work seamlessly with Microsoft tooling. So sort of forced into exploring what the other options are.
So your clients' environments force you to start thinking about that. And then, you just started trying them and saying, this is the editor for me. This is the bundle.
Prior to going off on my own, when I was just working for some Microsoft shop somewhere.
I worked with you one time.
We worked together. And it was the same way. I'd open Visual Studio, and Visual Studio would be open all day long, and then I would never leave it.
Yeah.
But having to certainly get into some of these other frameworks have forced me to explore these other tools.
Mm-hmm. I agree that's what Microsoft is doing. I think Visual Studio Code is a big example of that, which is cross-platform and it's very lightweight and more plug-in friendly as opposed to Visual Studio, which is everything is in the box. It's
absolutely. Well, there's also another tool called OmniSharp. It's an open source tool.
Okay.
It's listed on GitHub, and the primary contributors are a sea of who's who at Microsoft. I mean, there are other contributors as well, but there are a lot of who's who at Microsoft that are core contributors to OmniSharp. What OmniSharp is a tool that gives .NET-based IntelliSense to other tools that aren't Visual Studio. So it gives IntelliSense to Vim, to Emacs, to Sublime, to Brackets, to so many of these other non-Microsoft IDEs, but still giving that IntelliSense experience that many .NET developers know and love from Visual Studio and bringing it outside of the Visual Studio window.
Excellent. Is there anything we haven't talked about that we should have?
I don't know. We talked about a lot.
Where are you speaking next?
Where am I speaking next? So taking a little bit off for the relocation to Nevada, to Las Vegas. My next on my docket is GiveCamp. So I am president of the national organization. Took over a little bit ago from Chris Koenig.
Wow. So when is the next GiveCamp?
I manage is Ann Arbor. I've been running Ann Arbor GiveCamp for, I think this will be my fifth year as lead organizer for Ann Arbor GiveCamp. So that's coming up the third weekend in September, the 15th through the 17th in September. And then from then, my next set is a few talks in the Ohio User Group Tour.
You're coming back to the Midwest.
Heading back to the Midwest. Yep. It'll be fun.
I knew you couldn't stay away.
You couldn't stay away.
Jay, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Though I've been living in the Detroit area for the last 11 years and I'm moving to Las Vegas, Nevada, I will now be 2,000 miles away from many of my closest friends. But I'm fortunate that the modern technology of today, they're still just a touch away.